This is Millionaire Mindset, the simple habits and thinking behind money, wealth, and success. Written by Paul J. Stanley. Read by Nick Dolay. Introduction. I want to appreciate and congratulate you for downloading the book, Millionaire Mindset, the simple habits and thinking behind money, wealth, and success. This book contains steps and strategies that have been tested and proven on how to acquire and utilize the practices of the very wealthy people in making your own millions. It also exposes you to the two universal ways by which a millionaire can be identified. Also, you get to find out the big secret behind all that wealth and success. Lastly, this book will leave you with some food for thought as to why the typical millionaire does not ride the very posh cars or live the very expensive life. Thanks again for downloading this book. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. Who is a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire? This has always been a catchy phrase, anytime. In fact, for a few folks, they'll rather hit straight for the billions. But do you really know what it means to be a millionaire? Do you know what qualifies a person to be called a millionaire? We shall find out shortly. Being a millionaire has a lot to do with the number of assets that you own, whether these assets are liquid or a function of the net worth of the individual. Altogether, when valued, should sum up to at least $1 million. The individual can then be described as a millionaire, and rightly so, too. In other words, a millionaire, when assessed in terms of his net worth, can boast of having at least $1 million. It could be $1 million in U.S. currency. It could also be $1 million in another currency that is equal to the dollar. Notice I have mentioned liquid assets and net worth in my definitions. Let us look at both terms a bit closely. When the term net worth is used, it is always about what a person or an entity owns, separate from what it owes. To put differently, in this entire sum of a person's assets minus the entire sum of his liabilities. The other part is the liquidity of assets owned. When talking about the liquidity of an asset, we are looking at those things an individual owns that are easily convertible to cash. Hold on a bit. Look at it this way. The stocks that Mr. Smith has is a liquid asset. It is also because he will eventually, whether sooner or later, be converted to cash. He also receives dividends from such investment in the form of cash. It is, therefore, a liquid asset. If Mr. Smith owns a mansion and a Toyota Camry car, they cannot be viewed as liquid assets. Why? Well, because he actually needs a roof to sleep under. Most likely, he wouldn't like to sell his house to live on the street. So a house is an asset, all right, but it is not liquid. It is more of a necessity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?